AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump has tweeted things will be different after January 20th. That was in part his reaction to, with less than 1 month in office, the Obama administration dealing Israel one of the strongest blows to come from the U.S. in recent years. Instead of vetoing a U.N. resolution condemning Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem today, the U.S. abstained, allowing the resolution to be approved 14-0. Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon says the Security Council has no right to ban Israelis from building in their capital.
Would you ban the Chinese from building in Beijing? Would you ban the British from building in London? Would you ban the Americans from building in Washington?
However, Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour says Israel's settlement activity has been accelerating despite decades of warnings that it threatens the chance of a two-state peace deal.
Today's resolution may rightly be seen as a last attempt to preserve the two-state solution and revive the path for peace, to keep the hope alive.
The countdown to Christmas is on, with last-minute shoppers hitting stores. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It may be early Friday morning as these shoppers are exiting Macy's in Herald Square, but it's kind of late in the game for getting gifts.
Why I waited? Actually, I didn't. I started kind of early, but there's always one more gift to get.
One last gift turned into four large shopping bags for Shavar Chase, while Ino Mbatt admits she procrastinated.
I'm a last-minute shopper.
So what did you buy?
I bought some perfume for myself.
She says she's glad she waited because she got that perfume on sale. Julie Walker, New York.
Major U.S. stock indexes managed to post tiny gains on a quiet day of pre-holiday trading. This is AP Radio News. A trade fight is stewing between the U.S. and the European Union.
Truffles, Roquefort cheese, and other European products could become more expensive soon if the U.S. trade representative follows through on a threat to bring back tariffs on EU exports to the U.S. The trade representative is trying to pressure the EU into ending a ban on U.S. beef treated with hormones. The EU cites health concerns, but the U.S. calls it an unfair trade barrier that effectively bars most U.S. beef from Europe. The World Trade Organization ruled against the EU in 1998, leading Washington to impose tariffs. A 2009 compromise brought an end to them, but the U.S. now says the deal is not working. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Union Pacific Railroad has agreed to more thorough inspections and maintenance improvements. After June derailment, hundreds of potential safety violations were found across the Union Pacific network. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.